This is St. Louis Public Radio. The American mulefoot hog used to be one of the most popular pigs bred in the Midwest. Today, it's one of the rarest breeds in the world, with just a few hundred left. As St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon reports, a small family farm in Pocahontas, Illinois, is trying to keep the hog from going extinct.
Josh Davis pulls a wagon loaded down with buckets of fermented grain. He leans over a fence and dumps the feed on the ground. A few seconds later, his herd of American mulefoot hogs emerges from the trees.
They've got about 10 to 12 acres that they roam out on, but when they hear me do this with the bucket, they generally come running.
Davis and his wife Alicia have been raising the hogs on their organic farm in Pocahontas, Illinois, for about 3 years. The American mulefoot hog doesn't look like your typical pink pig. It's jet black with a solid hoof, like a mule. It was a popular breed back in the early 1900s, with hundreds of herds spread out across 22 states, including Missouri, where it was nicknamed the Ozark hog. Today, there's only about 200 breeding animals left in the world. Jeanette Berenger with the Livestock Conservancy says the mulefoot hog started falling out of fashion after World War II.
That's when commercial agriculture really started to take off, and the reason these breeds are rare in the first place is they just lost their jobs.
Berenger is working to bring back the American mulefoot hog and other rare breeds. For some farmers, the problem is the bottom line. The hogs have smaller litter sizes and take about 2 months longer to mature compared to a commercial hog. But Berenger says they're worth the investment.
They're rough and tumble. They've got good survival instincts, and they're pretty easy going.
Back in Illinois, the Davises didn't need much convincing to get their own mulefoot herd started. They liked the idea of helping to conserve a rare breed, and the taste of the meat was unlike anything they'd had before. But Alicia Davis says it hasn't been easy persuading their fellow farmers to take the risk.
We're still surrounded by very old farming techniques in this area, and they don't see why what we're doing may be important. You know, they think it maybe wastes time or money.
She says in the end, it comes down to economics. In order to keep the American mulefoot hog from disappearing, they have to put it back on the dinner table.
It's very hard for people to think, how can you eat something that's about to disappear? Isn't that making it disappear? And that's the exact opposite. If people lose interest in this hog, that's why it'll go extinct.
In the past year, they've developed a small but loyal following of local chefs who buy their mulefoot meat, including Rob Connolly, who owns Squatter's Cafe in St. Louis. He unwraps a frozen mulefoot hog loin and points to the thick layer of fat encasing it. That fat and the flavor it brings is one reason why he's willing to pay a little more for the meat.
When I get commercial pork, oftentimes I don't like a funkiness or an earthiness that comes with it. This doesn't have that. It's rich. It's a clean flavor. It's such a special piece of meat.
Connolly uses the mulefoot meat in just about everything, including a Mexican mole made with local pawpaw fruit. There aren't many mulefoot left, and Connolly can't keep it on the menu all year round. When he does have the meat in stock, he tries to make the most of it.
There's not a single piece of that animal that goes to waste, whether it's the skin that gets turned into chicharron, or the fat that gets used in a number of different items with the lard. Even the bones get roasted off to make a stock.
It's a start, but conservationists say it'll take many more chefs like Connolly serving American mulefoot hog before the breed can make a comeback. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.